Good morning. I'm Rose. I'm from Papua New Guinea. I come here in Australia since 2018. My English is, I'm not good at speaking English.
You're doing very well now.
No, but still learning.
It's usually pretty quiet in the Mount Isa Library, but Fridays are an exception to the rule.
You know, if you meet people and you want to talk about something for the first time, you don't know what to say when you meet someone you don't know, cooking or food is a good thing to talk about because everyone has to cook or eat food.
Every week, a group of volunteers runs a conversational English class for migrants like Rose, who've settled in this remote town in northwest Queensland.
So if you were to ask a question about cooking, you could say, Connie, do you like to cook? Do you like cooking? Is that a hobby? Do you know the word hobby?
Hello, I'm Hayley Reno. Integrating into a regional town can be challenging enough when you can speak the language, so spare a thought for these migrants who are grappling with some very confusing Aussie slang words and broad accents.
Hello, nama saya Lia. Saya dari Bali, Indonesia. My name is Lia. I come from Bali, Indonesia. I moved to Australia since October 2014. I come to Australia because married with Australian man.
And before you came here, could you speak any English?
I can speak English in Indonesia, but when I come to Australia, I feel a bit struggle with English because they have a different dialect. Yeah.
So how long have you been attending the conversational English class here at the library?
Not long. Probably this is the third time. But I feel everybody said I improved my English.
It sounds very good, I have to say.
Thank you. Yeah, this program helped me very much. Before, I'm not confident to talk with other people. But now I want to talk. Yeah.
Australia will accept up to 190,000 migrants this financial year, and many of them will settle in regional Australia to live and work. And if you've got the right visa, you can get free English language courses through organisations like TAFE. But if you don't, that privilege is off the table unless you can afford it. And this is where groups like the one in Mount Isa fit in.
When we first started, sometimes we had more tutors than students, so it was definitely not just one-on-one, but it could also have been three or four-on-one. We have slowly built up, which is really, really good, and it has shown just how important and how necessary the need is in Mount Isa at the moment.
That's Tracy Kowalski. She helps coordinate the Mount Isa Conversational English Group and works at the library.
As the name suggests, we do concentrate on the conversation side because accents is a very important part of understanding their everyday conversations, whether it's going to the school, whether it's going to the doctor or going to shopping. Just understanding the accent, a lot of Australians speak very broad accent, it can be difficult to understand. A lot of us speak very, very quickly, and it can be very difficult for people not used to the accent in the language to grasp. And we do cover slang. So we have discovered that when we ask them what is the most difficult, they say accent and your slang words.
Any interesting ones pop up in class that you can think of?
The most common is g'day, mate. Because when we say g'day, mate, and we say it quickly, people have no idea what we're saying. So we have had to spell that out, actually literally spell it out on the board and show them that is actually how it actually comes about. And then they understand what we're trying to say to them. But that's probably the main one that everybody says.
I mean, g'day, mate almost sounds like a single word, doesn't it?
Exactly. So we say it quickly, we say it broad, we don't break it up. And yes, it can be very confusing.
And personally, I know a lot of the women I spoke to today and blokes said that they see a bit of a transformation in themselves once they pick up a bit more English. They're able to have conversations with other people in the community other than their family. Yeah. Is it nice to see that kind of unfolding before your eyes?
Oh, it's marvellous. It really is. And sometimes, say after about a year, we'll just remind them. So, do you remember when you first came to class? And they're even amazed at the progress that they've made themselves. And we do stress how proud we are of everybody and the hard work that they put in. They'll write little essays that we look at, or they might read in class, and it's all confidence boosting.
Yeah, because I imagine it must be frustrating to be so fluent in your own language and then have to start from square one again. What are some of the emotions that run through this room when you do have a group?
Well, we have been covering feelings in the last two Fridays, and it's been amazing for them to say that one of the ladies had boarded the plane on her own to come to Australia, never had left her country before, and her what she described as her feelings were nervous, anxious, scared, frightened. And
the whole gamut,
everything you can think of. But how brave is that? She couldn't speak English. So she's only been in Australia, or in Mount Isa in Australia, for 1 month. And already she's showing us little written compositions and is so keen on help to become fluent to speak in the community. It's absolutely amazing.
Now, since I meet this group, they so loving, support each other, that, yeah, I told to my husband, then my husband said, dear, that is what I want.